Viewpoint, CRTV.
Activities marking the 20th edition of the National Bilingualism Week for primary and secondary schools will culminate in separate closing ceremonies today, chaired by the ministers in charge of the two sectors. In today's Viewpoint, Kevin Bunda highlights the importance of the theme of the events, arguing that the promotion of bilingualism in school milieu has to be every day and not just an issue of 1 week.
The 20th edition of the National Week of Bilingualism wraps up this Friday, February the 7th, 2025. Commemorative activities have been held in schools across the 10 regions of the country under the theme, Bilingualism, the Driving Force of Lifelong Learning for Greater School Achievement, Responsible Citizenship, and Social Cohesion for a Peaceful and Prosperous Cameroon. The aim, as reiterated during the launching ceremony in Ebolova, is to actively promote the use of both official languages, that is French and English, fostering national unity and integration by encouraging citizens to practice and master both languages equally in public life and government services as enshrined in the Constitution. That the promotion of bilingualism continues to be taken to the school milieu is praiseworthy. It is no secret that if many Cameroonians find it difficult to express themselves well in the other official language today, it's simply because while in the early stages of their education, they were not made to understand the importance of mastering the country's two official languages. In effect, being bilingual has academic, social, economic, and other benefits, as young Cameroonians are being encouraged to embrace bilingualism. There is little or no doubt that in the near future, not only is Cameroon going to maintain its enviable status as a bilingual country, but more importantly, Cameroonians in their vast majority shall be perfectly bilingual. As the week-long activities wrap up, education officials have to understand that it will do more good for bilingualism if learners are effectively sensitized to the need to strive to write and speak the other language well. Of course, this should be done throughout the academic year and not only during the National Week of Bilingualism.
Kevin Bunda, station manager of CRTV Adamawa, editorialist.